This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Were Trump supporters buffaloed by Marxist operatives and Civil War zealots into the Capitol to send the future of American liberties over a cliff, unknowingly driving America into a civil war as Democrats continue their one-party lust for power?
The President of the United States incited an armed insurrection against America. The gleeful desecration of the U.S. Capitol, which is the temple of our American democracy, and the violence targeting Congress are horrors that will forever stain our nation's history.
As Pelosi and company frantically attempt to impeach the president yet again in order to cover up verified election fraud and whatever was on the laptop possibly removed by special forces during the occupation of the U.S. Capitol.
I, Professor Alfio Russo, lawyer of Via Vittorio Emanuele Catania, do hereby provide the following affidavit on facts as conveyed in several meetings with the high-level Army Security Services official. Under instruction and direction of U.S. persons working from the U.S. Embassy in Rome, undertook the operation to switch data from the U.S. election of 3rd November 2020 from significant margin of victory from Donald Trump to Joe Biden in a number of states where Joe Biden was losing the vote totals.
And you see Pelosi, you see Schumer. Ann just told me that Pelosi called the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and they're trying to get him out on the 25th Amendment or to impeach him. Why? Well, because on Wednesday they took Pelosi's laptop. She's frantic. There were some people in there that were special forces mixed with Antifa, and they took her laptop and they had that data.
There are numerous videos detailing Antifa destroying Capitol property before they entered the building.
And watch the response of the Trump supporters as they call out the Antifa member doing the property damage. So there's Antifa smashing a window. And they're booing. And they're chanting, "That's Antifa." They say, "That's Antifa, that's Antifa." Trump supporter goes up, throws him to the ground, and the crowd cheers.
And a video revealing people inside the Capitol doling out weapons to Antifa through what appears to be an open window. And former military with security clearances that penetrated into the chamber, replete with zip ties, fueling the left's unhinged accusations of insurrection. And wouldn't the intelligence of this premier security force, known as the Capitol Police, be ultimately responsible? The plans and threats about what would intentionally transpire were readily available online for weeks. Add to that, there are videos of Capitol Police officers opening the doors and gates for Trump supporters, adding to the false security that Trump supporters were welcome inside the Capitol. And anyway, how the hell was anyone supposed to be aware that entering the taxpayer-funded U.S. Capitol building would lead to prison time, job loss, and pariah status? Ironically, there's video of these supposed domestic extremist terrorists respectfully staying within the velvet ropes in the National Statuary Hall. Had Antifa been in that room, there would be nothing left. And then there's the criticism of the response by President Trump. Had the National Guard been called in, who's to say that far more than five people would have lost their lives? And what does it say when politicians cower in fear when confronted by their own constituents, crawling back out of their holes and labeling millions of Americans as domestic terrorists? I guarantee that the founders would have never left those chambers. As more information trickles out, another simple question arises. Was the Capitol insurrection, as it's being called, merely just a clever gambit in the New World Order's playbook to take down America? John Bound reporting.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go! It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently. Traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills, they taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com, pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
With the simplest of events, there's always at least two sides to any story. But with big historic events, with hundreds of thousands of people involved, it's very important to take your time and look at the details. You've heard that President Trump and myself wanted to storm the Capitol and kill people because that would give us power, that would make us look like good guys. Does anybody believe that on its face? Well, that's what everyone's being told in every major publication on the planet. But the Wall Street Journal was forced to retract, and now others are, when they claim that I led the assault on the Capitol. You're about to see the truth of what really happened. And it is criminal, but it wasn't done by myself or President Trump. President Trump called for peaceful rallies in D.C. on January 6, 2021, so that Congress, who was holding hearings and debate on the fraud, would see that the American people were upset and were not going to accept the fraudulent results. I learned that there wasn't enough funding and that private groups were not donating enough, so I donated some and helped organize the peaceful events that happened on January 5th and the day of January 6th. Then, President Trump said that he wanted me to go out and lead the peaceful crowd that was already there to the Capitol so that we could continue to peacefully demonstrate. So here's the timeline as best as we can nail it down. Right as President Trump starts to speak, tens of thousands of people had already shown up at the Capitol, miles away from where he was giving his address. The police in some areas opened up barricades, and other areas kept them closed, and clashes between some of the demonstrators began. That's when the provocateurs, who had already been there starting fights with the police, accelerated their violence. There are literally hundreds of videos, like the one you're watching right now, where Trump patriots physically restrain individuals trying to break out windows and ram down doors. This is how you take a massive, almost million-person march exposing election fraud and discredit it. Because only a few hundred people actually attacked the police. And most of them, we now know, were led by provocateurs commanded by Antifa. One such individual is John Sullivan. He's an Antifa leader from the West Coast. He's been arrested for staging riots before. This individual said online he was coming to D.C. to overthrow Trump. Well, he certainly did a good job at it. Instead of saying he's openly against Trump, he helped lead the assault on the Capitol and even chanted over and over again that others needed to join him in burning down the building. But guess what? After his arrest that night, he was then released and has not been charged. John Sullivan is a smart member of Antifa. Very Machiavelli. If he just went out and knocked out some Starbucks windows and set a fire in a random neighborhood, like his type normally do, well, that would actually demonize the left. But if he can lead a riot into the Capitol when the Capitol police are outmanned and stand down, well, then he can help bring down the whole country.
My name is John Sullivan. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. My group is Insurgents USA. We fucking about to burn this shit down.
We're gonna get this shit burned.
The Washington Post, NBC, and others even reported in the days before the riot that Antifa and other organizations were recruiting on 8chan boards to go to D.C. and stage an uprising. Once the small agitator groups led by Antifa had forced their way in, some of the hundreds of thousands waiting outside decided to go in and behaved like traditional tourists, taking selfies with police and, of course, paintings and statues of founding fathers. And now you see the mainstream corporate media and big tech deplatforming the president off of 9 major systems and shutting down Parler because they thought he might move there. Pure authoritarianism. And hundreds of publications and groups calling for my arrest, saying what happened in the Capitol is my fault for organizing peaceful demonstrations and rallies across D.C. and the United States. I'm going to end this with some footage of what I actually did before the march started, and once I got to the Capitol, how I tried to stop what was then unfolding. It was only later I learned that that poor woman, Mrs. Babbitt, had died while I was outside warning people that we didn't want another Kent State to happen.
Like Don Jr. said, we're not burning buildings down or shooting cops. We're building America up. We're here to take our rightful country back.
What we know. Close to 1 million people showed up in D.C. to exercise their sacred First Amendment right, and they did it peacefully. A couple hundred provocateurs were able to take over the Capitol because the police stood down and then tried to provocateur Q followers and others to attack the police, so there were 4 deaths. And now we're being told the entire Bill of Rights, the entire Constitution, has to be completely thrown out because of the limited violence that was basically a riot at the Capitol that was mainly provocateured by leftist agitators who said they were going there to provocateur this and dress up as Trump supporters to, again, do exactly what has now unfolded. But they don't have the real power. They just staged the event. It's mainstream media that allows the lies to continue, and it's big tech that suppresses us from getting this truth out. But I want to close with this important graph. We'll put it on screen. Your outrage is being manufactured. Let's look at the BLM riots and left-wing violence from Antifa and others in the last 7 months compared to what just happened at the Capitol. It lasted 7 months. It was condemned mostly by Republicans and celebrated by the left, encouraged by media and politicians. Police force was used massively. 23-plus people were shot dead by Antifa and BLM. 700 officers injured, many killed. 150-plus federal buildings damaged. Hundreds of small businesses destroyed. Entire neighborhoods burned down. Now let's compare that with so-called right-wing violence in the Capitol that was triggered and provocateured by the left. Lasted several hours. Condemned by all Republicans and Democrats. Encouraged only by fringe political groups. Police force used. One person shot dead, 2 others had heart attacks, another died of a stroke. 14 officers injured, 1 federal building damaged, no small businesses destroyed. But we see unbelievable nationwide outrage and are told that all conservatives are evil terrorists. And many Republican leaders agree. Wow. That really is insane. Imagine if Mr. Sullivan would have been successful trying to get others to burn down the building. Imagine if those pipe bombs that were found, left by the left outside, had actually detonated. I've talked to high-level law enforcement sources and folks high-level in the Pentagon, and they have confirmed to me that this was a globalist attempted false flag that misfired. It only got about 1% of the violence they actually wanted because they just couldn't trick a giant crowd of Trump supporters into regular mob psychology you see after a football game or a basketball championship where you could see dozens of deaths, hundreds of fires, you name it. Because Trump supporters were so law-abiding, this thing basically failed. And I thank God for that. Now it's up to us to get the truth of what really happened out to the world.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, we know the slogan of the George Soros UN-funded Antifa that raised $1.3 billion last year. Black Lives Matter raised $10.6 billion because they're the establishment. We are the resistance. No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
No wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all.
From now, the globalists will be swearing in their installed puppet leader in exactly 9 days. To the minute, basically. Things kick off at noon Eastern, but they say about 20 minutes in, he'll be sworn in. Joe Biden, the open communist operative. And that's why from L.A. to New York to Austin, Texas, Antifa marched the streets with shields and guns and weapons saying, we own this country, it is ours. And next they're coming to your houses. Because by day and by night they're Antifa, but their real job is contact tracers for the Clinton Global Initiative. On record, these are the graduate students and students who are now your rulers, most of them pedophiles. You notice when they get gunned down, large percentages of them are convicted pedophiles. And here they are in New York just yesterday, intimidating the population. So those are thugs. Those are terrorists. They don't hate the police. They want to be the police. And they're the ones that went, over 100 of them on record, you know their names, dressed up like Trump supporters, and Trump supporters tried to stop them breaking the Capitol. But once they broke in, there was another contingent of morons there. We've tracked it to 8chan and all the sites. I usually thought the Q-tards wouldn't actually carry it out, but they did. They believe with their zip ties and everything that they were breaking in with special forces, undercover cops leading them in, to, quote, capture Pelosi and oh, the general saying, oh, the special forces got a laptop. Oh, like hunters? And that, oh, Trump's about to win and all this crap. That is a globalist mind control simulation through the computers manipulating people in real time. Augmented reality is what it's called. Wasn't enough to have the Antifa break in. They had to have somebody believe they were on a secret mission. And they all brag, we're here for Q. And the politicians pulled out on purpose. You could come in. They opened the gates. And then now they could snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. When we had close to 1 million people there and Trump gave a great speech and we were going to expose the election fraud. And now they get to sell this whole agenda. And some Americans say to me, well, Jones, you know, you're just a wimp. It's time for violent revolution. Okay, well, you guys stormed the place when we were having a peaceful event that we advertised as peaceful. A small minority of you did to then demonize the scapegoat, the 1 million peaceful folks that showed up, that the airlines are now putting on no-fly list just because they flew into D.C. the day before. So you walked right into their trap. And that's the mind control of this situation. Very, very sad. Very, very disgusting. And you're still saying Trump will be in office in 9 days. Well, let's sit back and watch. And I know you Q folks aren't going to go away even once that happens, because you bought into a lie, just like you sent the Nigerian email scammer that first $1,000, and your family says that's a scam. They need 5,000 more. You'll never get that either. No, I'll get 1 million now when I send Prince of Boo Boo the 5,000. And after you've sent everything you've got to the scammers, you'll hate your family for warning you. But it doesn't matter. We're going to move on from that. I'm going to lay out what's really happening, what's going to unfold next. Trump's got a big speech coming up in about 80 minutes that we're going to be covering live. At that point, when he goes live, we're going to go commercial-free. Stations will still fire their ads, but we're not going to run ads. They'll just cut into us. So we're going to go commercial-free on the audio and video streams for the Internet audience once the president goes live in this important speech. And this will say it all. I've got some inside intel on what he's going to be talking about, what he's going to be doing. And this is definitely going to be historic. And we've asked him to use the EAS emergency alert system, because Twitter, Facebook, Google, the mainstream television is saying they're not going to be carrying it. You got to go to whitehouse.gov, but we'll have the speech carried in full in its own posting to infowars.com. But this is the fabled attempted takedown of our republic. Separately, you remember me in the last 6 months ahead of the election saying we're trying to sell all the products out at discount prices because we're not going to even have that much stuff in the warehouse in the new year, because if Biden steals the election, they plan to shut us down. Well, you now see that all over the news. Arrest Alex Jones, shut Alex Jones down. That's why if you want to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a T-shirt or get a book or get the supplements, I would suggest you stock up now. We need to bring in as much money as we can to operate into the future if we have our banking taking away, which they've already done at many levels, but now they're closing in for the full takeover. And look, don't worry, you'll be joining me. They plan to never turn the U.S. economy back on, never take their boot off your neck. The leftists going along with this are useful idiots. They're going to be in the streets as well. The U.S. is slated for total destruction. And so this is a foreign takeover. 10 years after we're living in the streets and living in tents, they'll come in. You'll have actual Chinese communists in the Capitol, communist minders with Americans under them in your neighborhood. They'll rape your daughter. They'll rape your wife. You are going to be a total slave because you killed the babies and you turned things over to Satan. Now, there may still be time to turn this around, but I just want you to know, in what could be some of our last broadcast here, where this is going. All the comforts, all of it's going away. Look at these headlines out of the U.K. UK government may only let people out once a week, just like Australia did. You've got an app that shows you've been out longer than you're allowed, you get arrested. They let the murderers and rapists out of jail, but you go to jail because you walked your dog. Oh, a man got caught jogging. Oh, he went to jail. They're saying 6 months in jail. But the police, they all get caught partying and drinking, and restaurants are open for them because they're in the inner party. They live by other rules. So you're going to see most of these immoral people joining evil so they'll be partially exempt from the rules. This is a class system. Communism and fascism actually bring in total class systems, claiming they're getting rid of them. So that's how these scum are. And they go to college to learn how to be little elitist, and they come and they take over society. So if I was you, we've got 2020 prices on storable food. The prices, they've extended till Friday, then they will go up. People are buying food at an explosive rate. Go to preparewithalex.com. That takes you right to the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com, where you'll find the best deals in the industry on high-quality, fresh, durable food the last 25 years with great packaging. Preparewithalex.com. 1 year supply is up to $850 off. Last year's prices and discounts, it will go up, I'm told, one way or another. Next Saturday, it's extended through Friday. Preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com. And get an Alexa Pure Breeze, an Alexa Pure water filter as well while you're there. The same folks manufacture.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. Soros, and Bill Gates, and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Only in maximum security prisons are you restricted from coming out of your cell for only 1 hour a day. Supermax is not allowed out ever unless you go see the doctor. In Australia, they did beta tests in communist-controlled cities under Chinese funding and the allowance of the central government, who keeps acting like they're fighting China while they actually sell out to them, because the Aussies woke up to it. You are allowed out 1 hour a week. That is supermax level. Well, now Boris Johnson is set to announce the UK will be a supermax. Even if you live on a sheep farm with your wife and children, you are not to leave, you will basically starve to death. UK government may only let people out once a week. Super max. Just like that. And notice they're saying, oh, the vaccines don't work now. Oh, it just keeps spreading. Oh, people are reinfected because the tests are fake. And people fetishize. I know a neighbor that got it. They coughed for a couple days. One of my lawyers got it and had a headache and a fever for a day. Oh, and everyone's freaking out around them and panicking and scared. But China's open for business. This is business killing, culture destroying system, Agenda 2030. Agenda 21. We used to read what was Agenda 2021 and Agenda 2030. So on air, people are like, oh, the New York Times said that's insane. All these zones you can't go into and locked in your houses and world government. But the borders stay open. Oh, the borders from the third world. They stay open and third world populations get to pour in. You'd have millions of tuberculosis deaths and real diseases. All that's not a big deal. Oh, but because of a couple hundred thousand deaths attributed to COVID, now you can't ever leave your house again. And you notice it's the liberal, the socialist, the globalist, the communist areas where the lockdown's the worst. North Korea is the worst on the planet. Because that's where people will put up with it. And so the leftists think wearing their mask and not going to work that, oh, I'm really smart. I don't have to go to work now and I get a paycheck and all you're doing is demonstrating you're obsolete, you're not essential. All you're doing is demonstrating you're a useless eater. All you're doing is demonstrating you're going to be gotten rid of. I talked to one of our security guys, that you know, bonded security, armed security, that we have here at the office, and his mom is one of the head nurses at a nursing home. And she said, wow, they gave all the old people the shots, and now a bunch are sick, and none of them are getting up and coming to eat. They just got the shots last week. And they're real lethargic, and they're worried they're going to start dying. So I'll tell you next week. I'll tell you next week how many are dead. They said, yeah, it's crazy. Kind of like you give premature babies vaccines, they stop breathing. About a third of them, they put them on respirators. If your hospital even does that, somebody says let them die. So it's all just setting up and practicing and testing killings. And you know what? If the public doesn't speak out against this and say no to this, then David Rockefeller, who will set this up, and his protege, Bill Gates and his protege, his aide-de-camp, his apprentice, his minion, Zuckerberg, are right. They are cleaning a scourge off the planet. But then I look at Zuckerberg and I look at Gates and how they behave and act in their own. These are the nastiest, sickest people out there. They just sell that they're enslaving everyone and doing this for the betterment of the planet because they can get underlings to agree to it because of that. But really, they just want to play God. And so we're set in an hour to go live to Trump. I say an hour. He's set to speak at 1:30 Eastern, but he'll usually be about 10 minutes late. And we'll go live to him and we'll carry it. Mike Adams is joining us with a big article he put together. 25 insane crazy agendas. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will push on America if they seize power after rigging the election. And when their communist forces are out shooting people at their checkpoints and killing cops and burning down public housing, and oh, that's all wonderful. But when a million people show up in D.C. and 100 or so, mainly their own Antifa, rush into the Capitol, the police stand down, let folks in. Most people take selfies with the cops. Few people break things. Few people steal things. One crazy woman thinking she was sent there by the president to invade and get the secret codes. She got shot and killed. Poor lady, but she was a big Q person. That augmented reality. She wasn't looking for a Pokemon card. She was looking for the secret codes. And she got killed. And they tell you, oh, that's the end of America now. No more freedom after that went down. That's coming up. But let's look at some of these headlines right here. House Dems voting Monday, today, to give Mike Pence 24 hours to do this. So it's an ultimatum. That's illegal right there. You 25th Amendment Trump, or we're going to impeach you. Wow. And I told you Pence would still try 25th Amendment. They just wanted Trump to back down while they cut off all his communications. And then they're going to go for him. And that started happening. Nancy Pelosi basically asked for civil war with insane gambit to expel GOP House members from the House. She called for violence. She called for insurrection. All of her minions did. They didn't do any of that. They were part of a big rally to investigate election fraud, and less than 100 people assaulted the Capitol, and the police stood down and let everybody in for the setup. Oh, and the police officer that gave the order, we're not going to find out who gave him that order because he committed suicide yesterday. We first broke that. The guy that gave the order for the stand down committed suicide. Oh, like Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate that met with Bill Barr the day before Epstein killed himself, supposedly. Uh-huh. I mean, boy, this is quite the time to be alive. Pelosi, I like the 25th Amendment because it gets rid of Trump. Pelosi's officially launching second Trump impeachment. Will also activate 25th Amendment. And then it gets really weird. We'll cover this next segment. Merkel says big tech shouldn't have power to decide who has free speech. So does the Mexican president. Because finally, even these governmental dictators, and the Mexican president isn't a dictator. He got elected by a landslide. They stole it from him. He got elected again, and that this time got in. I don't like socialism, but the way the Mexican's doing it is the way to do it. I mean, he's actually giving people jobs, redirecting big government corporate contracts that are socialism for the rich, for the public. He likes Trump. He got Trump's populism. They met, spent several days together, and the guy came out and said, I like Trump. And he also told the Mexicans, he's not going to be there long. You notice what's going on. Because Trump was giving people, like, you know, $2,000 out of $600. That's what the Mexican socialists would do. But that's a real socialist. It has its own problems. It makes people dependent. We're already way past that. Like Trump said in his speech, he said, the country's already bankrupt. Only by us staying the global superpower will we get out of this. You lose that, it's all over. We've got to keep the industry going. People can't go bankrupt. We have to do this because the left's lockdowns. He said that in his speech. Totally pragmatic. The Mexican president said, this is wrong, what's happening. And there's evidence it was stolen. And he said, this is fascism and dangerous to have big tech silence the president so they can then say whatever they want. And suddenly Merkel, who's a dictator, she's manipulated those elections many times and been caught. She's even scared now. Because now they're getting it. It's global dictatorship by big tech taking over with the Chi-Coms. So we're getting down to the end game here. That's all coming up on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Newswars.com. Infowars.com. Band.video. They're now announcing they're going to start blocking URLs. You're going to have to get the actual code of our website to be able to go there soon.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Here back live with life-saving information. So, you remember Bill Gates said, get ready, this vaccine is going to hurt a lot of people. 700,000 will get sick or die. Remember that? I can play the clip. He was putting the proviso out up front, but then had a mainstream media later say, oh, nobody gets sick, it's totally safe. The mRNA vaccine is not normal. It orders the ribosomes to then program your cells to produce proteins that attack your own body. Well, guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen? They've had a cluster of deaths in New York City at a nursing home that was first to get the vaccine. That is coming up next hour. But we have one of the crew members who's been here many years. They lost a family member from a vaccine, a child. Years later, their next-door neighbor, they had him over for lunch yesterday. The next-door neighbor, the lady's mother, had a stroke and is basically paralyzed in California on the West Coast where she's a nurse. So her neighbor's mother took the shot, had a convulsion, had a stroke, and is basically a vegetable. So that's how this works. And I know so many people personally who go, yeah, my cousin, my mom, my neighbor got it, and now they're really sick. And I just told you how one of the security guys said, my mom, one of the head nurses at the hospital, they just gave them the shots, and nobody's getting out of bed. Everybody's real sick. People aren't going to get food. They're not going to dinner or lunch. Now they're going to start dying. Remember what Bill Gates said? We need to get rid of grandma so we can pay for 10 teachers. That's a death panel, and people don't like that. So we've gone over the edge, folks. And here's what's happened. The mega banks created trillions and trillions, thousands of trillions of fake derivatives. They'd sell each mortgage 20 times, 100 times, some cases more. They've created a giant fraud. They have a huge bubble. They need an excuse to pop that bubble and make you think you did it. And make you think you're getting checks from the government as if you caused that. And that's what the COVID lockdown's about, is a great reset. So they don't get the blame for what they've done. And instead, big tech, all these big banks have doubled their stock the last year. They've doubled their profits in most cases. It goes from like 30 to 120% profit increase. You just type into a search engine, big tech was biggest winners from COVID. Well, not from COVID, from the lockdown. Or type in third world starving to death, millions dead from COVID. No, from COVID lockdown. So this is 21st century war. It's not Hitler and Panzer Army tanks. It's the medical corps. It's propaganda. It's disinfo. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know Austin doctors that are in intensive care from the shot. But it's only in local news. Healthy South Florida doctor died 2 weeks after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. And you see the headline, young Mexican doctor in Mexico City dies. But it's not related. They say, yes, he had a convulsion 1 hour after taking it, but it wasn't the COVID vaccine. So this is very powerful. It's got to be powerful enough to make your body have an autoimmune response to the basic protein that builds up much of your body, because it's meant to eat the placenta. A nursing home had zero coronavirus deaths. Then it vaccinated residents for coronavirus and deaths began. Ron Paul Institute. So people asked me here on the eve of destruction, how are you doing, Alex? You're under such attack. And I'm like, just like I was a few years ago, 2+ years ago when I went to Congress and I warned everybody. I said, what they're doing to me is a big tech cartel takeover that is meant to take over business in every facet of life. You criticize the vaccine, you're banned, even if you're a medical doctor. You criticize the lockdown, you're banned. You criticize the election and show fraud, you're banned. Now you say it's wrong what's happened with open borders, you're banned. It's in. It's AI. They had hearings in Congress 2 years ago saying, why is Alex Jones even still online? And they said, soon AI will be in control and no one will be allowed to visit him. In Congress. People said, man, Jones, how are you taking it? I said, how am I taking it? You're next. You think I think I'm the primary target? No. If they could get you to reject me, warning you, someone coming telling you the plan, hey, I've been in the enemy base. I've got the Death Star plans. Here's what, and they're like, shut up. Then you metaphysically were open for the attack. If you killed the messenger, if you didn't support the messenger, it's all metaphysical, then they were allowed to come after you. Well, you as an audience didn't reject us. And I can tell you, I know how God works. You will be blessed. Compared to what happens to other people, you will be blessed in this. I have been blessed through all of this. And I give it all to God, all the glory, and I thank you, God. But I just want you to know, folks, this is so real. I told this story last night in my own gut level, or this analysis. Everything else was beta before, and I was worried about it, but I didn't really think they'd go operational. I thought we could stop them. They did it. They made the jump because they never get held accountable. And so now the UK is a supermax prison. You can only leave your house. They're now proposing once a week, just like Australia. Has nothing to do with the virus, folks. It's total control ahead of bankruptcy, collapse, having you sign on to waive all your rights for universal income. They're bringing you to your knees. It's all Stanford Research Institute, Milgram experiment, Stockholm syndrome, mass control. Here I am over 2 years ago in the halls of Congress at a press conference. It was a hearing about me, but I wasn't allowed in. But all the cameras turned to me, and this is what happened. I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election. And the big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them. So the Republicans left a vacuum there by not coming in with regulations to say you cannot violate people's free speech. So I want regulations like the First Amendment to be enforced to say you're not going to violate people's free speech. You're not going to be able to shut people down like this. And I'm also here to be able to face my accusers. This is the 11th hearing they've had where they make up all these incredible lies about me and others to sell the end of the First Amendment. And so that's why I'm here to expose this. I'm here to speak out about this. And I'm here to discuss the reality that there is an attempted purge of the First Amendment taking place in this country. And Apple and Google have already moved to China and are helping round up political dissidents. They've had Senate hearings a decade ago saying that Google is now aiding evil in China and helping round people up. It's happening to everybody now who's a libertarian or a conservative. The dominoes are falling. The First Amendment's being destroyed. But I think the corporate dying dinosaur media has bit off more than it could chew. And what you've done is only going to make people be that much stronger and fight for free speech that much more. But I'll say this. Shame on the mainstream corporate media. Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech. These big monopolies need to be broken up, and these are digital commons. They said in their own words and under federal law, and they shouldn't be in there controlling what individuals are saying in those private discussions and in those discussions online if it's not criminal what's being said and what's being done. Obama signed the orders. Go read the orders. You can deny it all day long. Okay? That's how they play these games. Okay? Pardon me? All right, so there you go. Now, what is the headline of the live show today? Trump to issue emergency message to the people of America. That's coming up in 30 minutes. I hope you will share that link, and I will separately tell you this. They're taking all of Trump's main online banking, his credit card processing away. His golf courses are being shut down. They're pulling all the major events out of them. I told everybody this is coming, and if you let it happen to Trump, it'll happen to all of you. That's what the social credit score is. Make you send your kids for sterilization training, or you have your banking taken away. You might just start saying no now, and you better get your supplements, your books, your films, your shortwave radios, your non-GMO heirloom seeds, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, because the left nationally is calling for us to even have credit cards itself taken away to be put in the gulag, like Hitler did to certain groups. And now Sacha Baron Cohen is calling for that to happen to us. Sacha Baron Cohen called for Trump to lose his YouTube channel so he has no voice, literally putting him in a Nazi gulag. Wow, what a Nazi monster. But storable food prices are set to go up. Our big supplier is the highest quality in the country. They've got it ready to ship to you, but it has to go up. And Friday is the final day. They extended it one more week. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the subpage. You get your supplies, 6 month supplies, 3 month supplies, 1 month supplies, up to $850 off the 1 year supply, and other big discounts at PrepareWithAlex.com. And we separately have 50% off Supermel Vitality, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Alpha Power, 50% off Chill Force, 50% off Lung Cleanse, 50% off Survival Shield X3, 50% off X2, and 50% off Pure Turmeric Extract. It's like bodies, but a liquid formula. Pure Turmeric Extract, InfoWarsStore.com. So purchase from InfoWars to keep us on air now more than ever. We'll be right back with Mike Adams.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Alex.